This recording, Arkansas 28, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I lived with my family in the country until I was in the 4th grade. We called it the Warner Place because they actually owned it. But they were older and they moved to town. There was a barn, and Mr. Warner came and went to the barn often. And I have a brother who's 4 years younger than I, and my grandmother lived with us. The house, we had no electricity. We had no bathroom. We had an outhouse. And I was at school one day, and my brother was swinging on a bag swing in the front of the house, and one of the Warner brothers kept hunting dogs down at the barn, and they got out. My grandmother was in the backyard hanging clothes on a line, and she heard a commotion, and she went to the front of the house, and those hunting dogs had pulled my little brother off that bag swing onto the ground and were biting him furiously and barking. And Granny got a broom or a mop and she ran the dogs off, but it was very traumatic, and my brother had to go to town to the doctor. And I remember coming home from school and he was in a bedroom he shared with me, and it was quiet and dark, and my mother explained to me what happened, and It was a very traumatic time for our family, but he got all right. But the hunting dogs did not get out again. I don't know what happened there.